Good morning. Welcome to to Better Lawns and Gardens. Here, I was talking about it today, and you'll find out why in a minute. We're coming from SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. A lot of old memories were coming up today, and I was just talking to Lizzie about it.
Completely flooding, yes. I love that.
So we had a great week last weekend. I want to thank everyone who came out to the Seminole County Garden Expo. And you came out to hear Tom McCubbin and I speak, and we had a great time. Lots of great meetings. I loved meeting everyone, and I wish I could take all of you with me wherever I go. So it was wonderful. Good crowd out there, so I do appreciate it. It's going to be hot and sticky this week.
Shut your mouth.
I know. But the rain should be coming around Tuesday or Wednesday. But you know what? This is our dry time of year. Spring is dry, so we don't have to worry, about too much watering. But your plants, your containers, and your vegetables, all of your gardens may need to have supplemental irrigation for the next couple of weeks. So we want you to make sure you take care of that. How was your week, Lizzie?
Can't complain. Got a few new rose bushes.
Oh, great.
And our not-so-new puppy, but, you know, she's like 7 months old, went through and actually grabbed the rose bushes and pulled them out and drug them across the yard and chewed on them. And they're full of thorns. Please come to my yard. Please try to, when this dog becomes an adult, please. If this dog can take on and chew up a rose bush full of thorns, yeah, have fun with that one.
We used to have, our Scotty, she would go up and she would eat the Scotch bonnet peppers off of the plant. I go, where did my peppers go? And I actually have photographs of her pulling the Scotch bonnet off, and she would eat the Scotch bonnet. How do they do that?
I got nothing.
So in talking with Tom, if you need fertilizer, you need to get a little supply now. You need to go ahead and stock up on it. The price is skyrocketing due to the Russian invasion. Lots of our nutrients come from Russia, and our Dirty Word of the Day deals with that, and some from the Ukraine. And so lawn care maintenance companies are saying the prices for fertilizer have doubled since December. So, just take that as a bit of advice. If you have not gotten your fertilizer yet, this is the time to do it. This is the time of the year to fertilize our St. Augustine and Bahia lawns. So go ahead and do that. Look for deals. Look for deals. So the cost has gone up, the price has doubled, and some of the products are not even available or they're being delayed getting to the market. So the analysis, now here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. The analysis of the fertilizers are going to go down. So like your 666, you know, you're going to see, or the, 510, 15s, mm-hmm. 510 5s, they're going to go down because they can't get the quantities in there. So you're going to see that. One company said their lawn fertilizer had 6% potassium instead of the 11 that they usually put in. So that's going to be, one of the nutrients that's going to be in short supply. And so nitrogen is also related to petroleum prices. So, Tom and I discussing it, he said that, cow and horse manure, that black cow, may be the best way of fertilizing on most of your landscape. It's going to be economical in the future.
I don't want to go into your dirty word of the day yet. So if I'm going to ask a question now, tell me to wait the second hour if you're going to answer it. But I was going to ask, is there something that we could supplement for fertilizer? Like if we're not going to buy the actual fertilizer itself, is there something else that we can substitute?
Well, cow and horse manures, chicken manure, but you make sure that the chicken manure is diluted.
That smells so bad. Chicken manure smells worse than any other.
Mushroom compost, adding compost to your soils is going to be a good thing. And so I just want to thank Tom for that heads up, because
that was good.
We're both out there consulting, and he deals a lot with lawn maintenance companies and homeowners, so that's good. So also, too, I'm answering your gardening questions. This is your chance to get your gardening questions answered. So call us at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And it is working. So Judy in Palm Bay, the Port Malabar Garden Club Plant and Yard Sale is going to be March 18th okay, in 2 weeks at Peace Lutheran Church, 1801 Port Malabar Boulevard, Palm Bay, and it's going to be from 8 to 3:30. So, Judy wants you to come out there and see everything they have. This is the time of the year for plant sales. And so thank you, Judy, for letting me know that, and thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Also, you want to, look, check out our website, betterlawns.com, and you'll find out what to do in March. And also, too, some of my articles, my design articles, will be up today.
Yes, I'm working on it. I was bouncing back and forth, computer to computer. I was like, I'm going to hurry up and get it up. And then something else happened. It was like, oh, shenanigans.
And so that will be up. And my article is Plant Me, I'm Irish. So you can go ahead and look at that. But I also want to let you know, too, that this is the time of the year. You know, Florida is so blessed with agricultural crops that we can grow fruits and vegetables all year round. And what is fresh in March, I just wanted to tell you. So when you go to the stores and when you go to the farmers markets and when you buy local, you're going to be buying fresh bell peppers and cucumbers, spinach and broccoli, eggplants, squash, cabbages, and then fruit. The star fruit is just beautiful right now. It's really nice and fresh. Guava and oranges and papayas. And then also sweet corn is, available fresh in March. And cauliflower, lettuce, radishes, and tangerines. Check out mosquito bits and dunks at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. I was able to tell a client about them yesterday. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And good morning. Welcome to back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. You can find out more about me on my website, she-consulting.com. And then you can also listen to the program on betterlawns.com. And then also on my website, too. I'm on all of the podcasts and Audio Boom, iHeart.
You are so popular. I love it. We can find you everywhere.
You can. You can. Well, we are just getting ready for springtime. And one of the things that I love to do is attend spring festivals. And this morning with me, we have Dana Venrick. He is the owner of Quality Green Specialist, a native tree nursery in DeLand. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good. How are you, Teresa? And Lizzie, too.
Yeah, Lizzie's here. We're fine, and I'm so glad you're here. And I know you are busy just like I am, and you have a long legacy of educating and promoting native plants, shrubs, and trees, and you're involved with the Florida Wildlife and Garden Festival. How long ago were you the chairman of this wildly popular festival?
Well, my gosh, I founded that as a small farm conference when I was working for the University of Florida IFAS, Volusia County Extension, back in 2006. And one of our speakers is still speaking, Tom McCubbin.
Yes.
And so it all grew from there. I was chairman for a few years, and then it was taken over by Naomi Nichols, and then another young lady just took over as chairman. But we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of activities and good speakers. I'm going to be talking. You're going to be talking. So how can we go wrong?
I agree. It's just so fun. And, you know, wildflowers are not necessarily the easiest plant to grow with humans. Now, they grow really great on their own. But when we have gardeners and homeowners getting involved, sometimes it doesn't go really well. Now, this event, the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival, it's going to happen March 26th. Tell us where it's going to be.
It's going to be downtown DeLand on Indiana Avenue between Woodland Avenue, which is also 1792, and the Athens Theater. And so there's going to be almost 60 vendors with every type of plant and activity along the way for the children. And then demonstrations there by the old courthouse in Chess Park. And it's going to be a treat. People love it. We had about 5,000 people come out last year. If the weather's good, it could be even more. I mean, people are really excited about the festival.
Now, so what are you growing for the festival?
Well, the first year I grew phlox, and I've grown that for many years. This year I'm growing Coreopsis, which is the official Florida state wildflower.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful flower that's got a yellow petals with like a dark either brown or black center. My favorite is the Coreopsis basalis because that has little red ink spots around the corolla of the flower. And all the varieties are beautiful. The biggest one is Coreopsis grandifolia. And there's many others. It's also called tick seed.
Yes.
And we've got quite a few of those that are starting to put out their flower heads and starting to bloom. They should be in full bloom by the time of the festival. The other one we're growing is Rudbeckia, which is also called black-eyed Susan. looks like a little sunflower or aster. Big blooms. It's very, very hardy. It'll even grow right next to the shore on the beach, next to the dunes with all the other plants there. It's very salt tolerant.
So I would expect that you're going to find people coming from all over the state of Florida to come to this, you know, Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival.
They come from far and wide. You know, you never know. Somebody could be from out of state, from South Florida, North Florida. But it's gotten quite a reputation, even won a Governor's Choice Award for one of the best festivals.
And so this, and it's a free event, isn't it, to get in there?
It's absolutely free, no admission charge, and we have a great venue for the talks in the Athens Theater. I'm going to kick it off with a talk on all about growing plants using the microbial activity in the soil, you know, earth-friendly gardening. And then you're going to talk about noon, you know, on growing wildflowers.
Yes.
And Tom McCubbin is going to be talking about the pros and cons of what to do in the garden, you know, what to do, what not to do.
And that's going to be great. Now, so what are some of the vendors that are going to be there?
Well, we'll have vendors from all over, including, you know, places in the area that have other nurseries. And so there's going to be people selling honey. There's going to be people there that have all kinds of arts and crafts in every type of plant you can imagine. Orchids, like orchids from nearby. That's a very popular vendor every year.
Yeah, that's EFG Orchids.
Yes.
Yeah, they're amazing. Oh, that place. Oh, my goodness. I love going there. That's wonderful. So now what people can come to the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival, but on the same weekend, there's another major festival happening in the same city. So in DeLand, what else is going on?
Well, that's the 57th annual DeLand Outdoor Art Festival. And that's both days, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5 on Saturday. We're also that day, Saturday, 9 to 3. And then they're also going to be having their festival on Sunday, 10 to 4. It's in Earl Brown Park, which is 815 South Alabama Avenue here in DeLand. But we've been doing that together now for quite a few years. Of course, they've been at it a lot longer, and it's a great festival. And there's a free shuttle to and from the Wildflower Festival to the Garden Festival.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Running. Oh, yeah, so it makes it easy. You don't have to walk all that way.
Oh, that's wonderful. So now, who are the sponsors for the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival?
Oh, gosh, you know, we've got so many sponsors, like even some of the car dealers like Toyota, Ford, Jeep, Hyundai. We've got DeLand, you know, City of DeLand. We've got University of Florida, IFAS, Volusia County Extension, Boulevard Tire, Main Street, DeLand is and we, the Quality Green Specialist Company, we're one of the keys for the festival. The Lincoln Ford dealers, Seminole Power Sports North, SPS, Seminole Power Sports, and of course the Wildflower Foundation and the Florida Wildflower and Seed Association. So we have all those, and the West Volusia Beacon, the local newspaper.
Oh, that's right.
We've got a lot of support.
Excellent. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a great opportunity to buy native plants. And so
yes,
that's.
They'll be in full bloom. We'll have some beautiful, we've got a nice number of the Coreopsis and Rudbeckia. So you're going to really enjoy them. They're looking beautiful just now, starting put out those flower heads.
Oh, that's going to be great. Now, so where can interested gardeners and visitors go for more information?
Well, go to FloridaWildflowerFestival.com. A lot of sites will come up. Of course, you can go to University of Florida, IFAS sites. They have all types of information about growing wildflowers from a number of different counties that have put up information about wildflowers. And go to your site. You have all types of links. Go to our website, qualitygreenspecialist.com, and we have information there, too, and links.
I definitely am going to put up a link on our betterlawns.com Facebook page, so you can, you'll be able to find it there too as well. Okay, so Dana, while I have you, and I'm always learning from you, so it's a good time of the year to plant a tree. What kind of trees can homeowners take home if they come to Quality Green Specialists this week?
We have live oaks. We have red cedar. We have a native red cedar. We have wax myrtles, which is also a native.
And it's in bloom right now.
Yes, and we have magnolias and red maples. They're native. And then we've got other trees like loquats and crepe myrtles. And some of the most beautiful olive trees.
I was just going to ask. Yes, the olive trees.
But anyway, I haven't seen any olive blooms. And then I would look in a tree, and there's all types of flower buds starting to come out on this beautiful olive tree up front we were looking at. But there was plenty of chill hours that have a lot of bloom and fruit on the olive trees this year.
And so, Dana, so what is your website, and how do people get to your nursery?
QualityGreenSpecialist.com. It's very easy. If you're coming up the boulevard on 1792, you turn when you get into the Stetson campus, turn west on West Michigan Avenue, 3.5 blocks, 335 West Michigan Avenue. It's easy to find. It's really a beautiful, nice, spacious location, lots of parking, and lots of room, great variety from flowers, the vegetables, the herbs, as well as the trees and shrubbery. And we've gotten a lot more natives. We even have kunti, which is a great ground cover, you know, cycad.
Yes. And it's native too. And so we'll also too, real quickly, you have fertilizer, and I was just talking about it going up and, you know, not being able to get access to it. So you do have fertilizer for sale too.
Yes, and we still have the 8011. The fertilizer price has gone up a little bit. We've held it to a minimum, though, about 10% increase. And good news, we have now, after being out for a number of months, we have premium compost. locally made, it's probably the best compost you can ever buy. It's pre-bagged, ready to grow. We've tested it. It grows some great tomatoes in no time, which is a good indication of how well it grows all your plants. And so you're going to be amazed about how well this compost grows. And we have organic fertilizer too, like the 405, a lower analysis, and also great blueberry special at 727. And remember azomite.
Exactly.
That will greatly benefit the soil and help grow your plants like no other. And then you can lower your fertilizer rate if you condition your soil with that volcanic pumice.
Thank you, Dana. There's going to be a lot of great things coming out of DeLand in the next few weeks. So you want to get out there and go to the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. Thank you so much, Dana. Have a great weekend. We're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to call or text your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS or 888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, that's 800-432-3916.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542, 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. And I want to just welcome all of our new listeners. We're getting a lot of new listeners across the state from Miami and Fort Lauderdale and Palm Bay. So we want to welcome you, Lizzie, right?
Yes. And we also want to thank our listeners who like to call in often and check in with us. We love you, too.
And they're not stalking. No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love that. I love that. We already had one caller go, I don't want to be a stalker, but I have another question. I'm like, girl, it's okay. Call us. That's what we're here for.
Okay, so let's go to Eileen right now. Good morning, Eileen. We were so worried about you. You did not call in for 2 weeks.
That's because I didn't
listen to the roosters. I can hear the roosters.
You should have heard the chickens before. They were worse. Anyway, I have a question about the dead blooms that are on the crepe myrtle trees that are starting to come out.
Okay.
They were, I guess, the blooms from last year.
Okay.
Now, do I need to cut them off?
To get the crepe myrtle to rebloom, no, you do not. But sometimes it's just nice to tidy it up a little bit. And so you can just chop them off right at the ends. There's no reason to commit crepe murder hack back the crepe myrtle or anything. But you can snip the ends if you can still reach them. Yes, you can go ahead and cut those off if you don't like the look of them. But it's not necessary to get the crepe myrtle to rebloom.
Okay. Now, my friend that was going to hack her crepe myrtles is not going to.
Yes, we saved another soul. All right. Yes. That's wonderful.
Yes, because I told her what you said.
Thank you so much,
Eileen. And I said, I'm not hacking my crepe myrtles. No way.
Okay, well, it's going to be, we'll see how well they do this year compared to the other years that you did hack them back. So it's going to be a good experiment. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, you had another question?
Yes, I have a copper bush and my hibiscus.
Mm-hmm.
I covered them for the freezes, and then we had frost, and they didn't get covered. How far back do I need to cut them off?
Okay, so this is a kind of, you know, depending on how big they were and how much damage happened. So your copper leaves and your hibiscus are going to flush right back out again because you're in Central Florida right there at the Lake Wales, Sandy Ridge area. So it is going to come back. So I would just cut off the damage portion. And but then if you want to take it down by a third, you can. So not a problem. You can cut it to any height you want right now, and it's not going to hurt it.
Okay. Now, I forgot the name of the Hawaiian Leia.
Yes, the Plumeria or Frangipani.
Can you spell it for me?
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to give you the easiest one, Plumeria. P-L-U-M, like plum, and then E-R-I-A, Plumeria.
P-L-U-M-E-R-I-A. E-R-I-A. Okay.
All right?
All righty.
Well, you just keep those chickens in tow and just we'll be looking for your questions in the future.
Well, you know what? My husband wants to shoot them. I told him, after 2 o'clock in the morning, go for it.
No. No, don't do that.
And there's only one rooster, right?
No.
How many do you have?
I have 4 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And when the chickens are going at it, which I told Lizzie, the chickens had just stopped when I called. Thank God. Goodness, because they make a racket.
I asked her, I said, is everything? But first I go, is this Eileen from Polk City? And she's like, yes, I didn't hear the roosters, didn't know it was you.
Yeah, and I didn't want you to think that I stalk you when I ask you a question.
Always, no, call in.
Call in. We got a lot of great regulars. We're glad you're out there, Eileen. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah, every week.
I'm gonna send you
so
some
much.
Chicken recipes, okay?
Stop. Bye, Eileen.
I have tons of them.
Thank you, Eileen, for calling in and listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I have a text message from Richard in Tallahassee. Hi to everyone up in North Florida. And they were chilly this week. Do you know they had temperatures in the 30s, Lizzie, this week?
Don't say that out loud.
Really?
Might come here.
No, winter is over for us, okay? So Richard asks, what to do with a split ear philodendron that has cold weather damage? Does he just cut off the brown leaves or cut off the individual branches down to the main stalk? Okay, so the stalk, the leaf branches are not going to come back. They're not going to reproduce another leaf. So go ahead and cut the stalk of the philodendron brown leaf all the way down to the main trunk, and it will flush back out again. Okay, so that's a really good question. You know, I was at a client's house yesterday, and they cut back the areca palms, not the client, but the landscaper cut back the areca palms, but he only cut them back to just like 6 feet tall. And so it looked like bamboo.
Oh.
Because the trunk. And I said, no, you should have taken it all the way down to the ground so that it looks good. And you got these clean stalks coming up and you know, trunks of the palm tree. So, yeah, go ahead and cut off brown. Now, this is the time of the year to cut back your ornamental grasses, your red fountain grasses, anything that has died, your hibiscus, your plumerias, your, you know, how would I say this? Hibiscus. Did I say hibiscus?
I think so.
Your copper leaves and things like that. This is the time of the year to cut them back. Everything that got frost damaged, all your tropicals, you can cut back. You can cut your crotons back, your dracaenas back. This is the time of the year to do it. Don't wait a couple of months and get that new growth growing, and then you have dead growth and new, you know, nice green growth in, you know, on the same plant. It just doesn't look good. So go ahead and cut them back now. Treat it like a bad haircut. It's not going to look good for a couple of weeks, a month, but then it's going to flush right back out again. And that's what you want to do. Just take care of it now before, you know, April or May, because after that, we're going to get so hot and the growth is going to happen so quickly. You're going to have the new growth in with mixed in with the, you know, damaged growth or the damaged leaves. And it's just going to be a mess to try and, you know, clean it up. So do it now and be done with it. So that'll be good. All right. Also, too, this is the time of the year where we need to do some stomping. Okay. Lubber grasshoppers have been hatching. These are the bane of my existence. Okay. I'm on a campaign to get rid of all lubber grasshoppers. They have nothing good to offer us in the landscape world. Okay. So you can go ahead and kill those without any bad karma. You do get points in the road, Lizzie, if you crush them in the road with your car.
I can't even go there with this.
And so go ahead and kill those lubber grasshoppers. Call us with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Please remember to give us your name and city when you text. That'll help me you know, give you proper advice. And give Lizzie a call and talk to her, and you can get your birds to sing in the background if you have budgies. We'll do all birds in the background day. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Monopoly utility companies are trying to make it harder for Florida families to install rooftop solar panels. These special interests are lobbying for short-sighted legislation that would destroy your ability to take control of your utility bills by using rooftop solar. Taking this right away from Floridians will put small businesses out of work and increase costs for homeowners. Tell state legislators they serve us, not the big power companies. Take action at FloridaUtilityScam.org, sponsored by Florida Conservation Voters.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you so much for listening. If you miss any of our Better Lawns and Gardens shows, you don't have to miss it. You can go to our website, betterlawns.com, and you can download it free and listen to it. Or you can see all the topics of every show for the past 2 years on our Audio Boom website. Just go to audioboom.com and put in Better Lawns and Gardens, and my site will come up. And all of the shows you can hear over and over again, you can send them to your family and friends and let them know they can listen to Better Lawns and Gardens too. So I have a really great text message here. She says, I'm starting to out to try to grow vegetables in pots. Very good. And do you amend the new potting soil? And, you know, so you don't have to amend new potting soil if it's got the nutrients in it. Sometimes the new fertilizers can have, the new potting soils have fertilizers already there. So read the label and check the label. And if that's the case, you don't need to. But you can also add black cow to your potting soil too as well, and that will help out. So you don't have to do it, but it's a good thing if you do. A follow-up question, what to do to potting soil before replanting in the same pot or potting soil same seasons? One, I want you to rotate or alternate the vegetables you grow in that pot. Okay, so the different family groups, you want to, you know, if you do tomatoes 1 year, then the next season or in the same season, if you pull those out, you want to do something in the cabbage family. Okay, so you want to alternate your vegetables, and that's going to help you lower your disease and insect issues from stress. Do you have to put in new potting soil? Well, your vegetables are going to use up the soil, so you're going to have to replenish it, maybe with a couple of inches. I don't know how big the pots are, so I would replenish it back to the top again with fresh potting soil each season. So as you're replacing the crops, then I would replenish it.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, and so that will help out. All right, and so, hello, Teresa, does Orange and Seminole County offer free compost? And if not, what are they doing with the pickup of leaves and yard waste? Well, I will tell you, I know Orange County does offer a free compost. I don't know if Seminole County does, but who you contact is the extension office in your county, anywhere in the state of Florida, and you can ask them, or you can contact your public utilities department in your county or your city and ask them if they offer free compost. And how do they handle recycling? I know some cities like Mount Dora, they got rid of their recycling. But
really?
the new mayor in Mount Dora, she is going to start up the recycling program again. So I think that's really good news.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah.
Good.
So I would contact either your extension office in your county. They will know. And then also, too, if you contact your public utilities company, department, they will also know too as well. So that's a really great question. So, you know, the free compost is wonderful. And, you know, you can start your own compost bin and pile. Just get a little trash can and start putting in. You want to poke some holes in it so that it's aerated. And then just add all of your scraps, food scraps, and your leaves. And you can even put your weeds in and make sure that it gets hot enough. I don't necessarily like to put compost out in the shaded areas. I like it to be in full sun so it decomposes quicker. And then just add a little water to it when you have, you know, the dry season like it is now.
All right. So say somebody wants to start and say that they live like in the city and they have a lot, A-L-O-T, like they
right.
live on a lot.
Right.
Okay. So how would they start something like that? They have like a family of four and they would like to start something because obviously they don't have the area to just throw it out in the backyard somewhere.
Right. So I suggest you get a compost bin, and you can get those at the DIY stores, box stores,
mm-hmm.
or you can get them at your local extension office. I would call them. I know of the city of Sanford for their residents. They sometimes do composting bins and things like that. So contact your city, see mm-hmm. if they have some to give, or the county, and they will let you know, or they'll let you know what time of the year they're offering them at. Or you can just use a regular garbage can with a lid on it, poke some mm-hmm. holes in it because it does need to get some air, and it should be able to get some rainfall too as well.
All right. You say poke holes, sides, bottom, where?
No, the sides and the bottom, because I would have good drainage in it.
Okay. So you do want it to drain out.
I do want it to drain out if it's open to the elements. And so if it does get rainfall, you do want to be able for it to drain properly.
And should it be like out in direct sunlight if possible?
Yes. Okay. Because it needs to be hot. It needs to be hot to kill the weed seeds and any disease issues that are in that any of the weeds or any of the plants and foliage that you put into it.
So maybe keep the lid on the garbage. If you say you use a garbage can, okay?
Yep.
Let's go with the whole generic of not being able to find that.
Right.
So garbage can, so put a lid on it, poke holes sides and bottoms, keep it out in direct sunlight at all times.
Mm-hmm.
How do they start? Like, what is there like something they put dirt at the bottom, rocks?
Nope, they don't
what
need
do
to put
do?
Any dirt, no rocks. And so you can start with newspapers.
Okay.
Okay. And you don't want to use the coupon section. Okay. Not because you want to use the coupons, but because that ink with the coupon section, the colored ink is not good to, compost bins. All right. And so you don't want to put that out into your yard. Newspapers you can put out. You can put out cardboard that doesn't have the wax on it.
Okay.
So any of that. And you can shred up any of the shredding. If you have a shredder with your copier,
mm-hmm.
you can put that out.
All right. So we have that. We have the base.
Okay. You have the base.
Right.
And then you start adding your leaves. Then you're also any of the old leaves or any foliage that you cut off. The dead foliage is good.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that in there. Then you can start using your kitchen scraps, your eggshells, your shrimp tails that are not cooked or don't have butter on them. You know, so you can, you know, if you remove your shrimp tails before you cook them, then you can put those in there. You can actually put in anything that is not fatty or oily.
Oh,
okay.
Good point.
Your dryer lint.
Really?
Yeah, you can put your dryer lint in it.
What about the chemicals on that?
Well, you know, cotton and stuff like that, it will be fine. It'll decompose. There's not a lot of chemicals into the lint.
All right.
And the hair from your hairbrush. You can put in, I mean, just little things like that. I mean, just throw it all in there and just no plastics or oil or anything like that.
Okay. And no adding water to it or,
you can add water if it's been dry. And so you've got newspaper in there or leaves and stuff. You can add a little bit of water, run a hose through it.
Are you wanting it to stay moist or?
The moisture, the water will help it decompose a little bit quicker, but you don't want it saturated. You don't want it to be, it's standing in water.
Got
so that's what the drainage is for.
All right. And then how long does this sit?
It depends on what you put in and how, hot it gets. I would say during the middle of the summertime, you can use it within 60 to 90 days. Okay.
Oh.
But it may take, depending on what you put in there, it may take 6 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Good
but
point.
It builds up. And have you ever moved or had leaves on your sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
And you move your leaves and you got all this black dirt underneath it?
Yes.
That's decomposition.
It's all rocket science.
Yeah, I tell you. So that's your little compost pile on your sidewalk.
Okay, I love that. Now, do you say you're going to go use it now? Say it's sat for 6 months, it's perfect. Do you stir it up in the bucket?
I would move it every, you know, I would take your shovel or your pitchfork and I would turn it over probably every week. And just, you know, I know that you don't have a pitchfork.
No, I do. We have 2.5 acres. We have pitchforks, but I'm thinking somebody living in the city, you know, that rides a scooter to wherever they need to go. Yeah, they've got pitchforks.
And so, you know, I would turn it on a regular basis and get that moving. So, Teresa, what are the pepper seeds you suggest putting in bird feed that keep squirrels away? Where are they sold? Dave in Sanford. Thank you, Dave, for asking. Any kind of pepper seeds, capsicum. So you know how on the, I don't want you to buy the expensive red and green pepper seeds, okay? But just regular pepper that you grind in your grinder. Okay, you can get it at any grocery store on the shelf, get the cheapest one, and you can grind it up and put it in, or you can just leave it whole and put it in, and that will help deter the squirrels. They do not like the pepper, but birds do. The birds don't mind pepper seeds. And so any of the cheap pepper, you know, that you can get, and you can even, you know, sprinkle just ground pepper already that you can buy in the big cans. You can buy it, all right? I want to thank Dana Venrick for coming on and telling us about the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. You can go to his site at qualitygreenspecialist.com and you can see more about this great festival going on in DeLand along with the DeLand Art Festival. It's going to be a great weekend. That's March 26th. Tom McCubbin's going to be there. I'm going to be there. And I'm going to talk about how to have success with wildflowers. And, you know, there's certain times of the year you can cut them back. And there's certain times of the year you don't. And when do you put the seeds out? And when do you not? I'm going to be telling you all about that. So I want you to come out and visit us at March 26th in DeLand at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions studio and summitresponsiblesolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.